live and but a whoever wrote that is a idiot. Live and everything but a dream. Live a nightmare. Been there? Done that? Have you ever felt so low that nobody loves you and God don't even love you? Every one of you will help. Jesus said, my God, why have thou forsaken me? He had to go through that because he's no wonder you're going to feel like he did. You're going to feel all alone, but thank God it's not over until God say it's over. And one night I knew my sister was coming in, and therefore I left the room. I left the house, walked up to the chair, walked up to the street, and to below, I found me a church in Kansas City, Missouri, and I walked in the door. I did not want to go to the church, but they were having a revival, and something drew me in the door, and I walked in the door. I believe Brother Leon with everything in me. The night I walked in the door, God peeped over the balcony of glory and said, yep, you are on time. Today is the day of your salvation. Angel, come over here quick. You want to be in on this morning. See that 16-year-old boy, he is so depressed. He is feeling all alone. He don't know yet, but I'm about ready to turn his life upside down because today the day of salvation. And stick around, Angel, and strike up the band because big boy is going to be born tonight at the altar. And thank God, April 17, 1970, at 8:45 p.m. Central Standard Time, I became a child of God. I became a part of God's family. God took away my old day, gave me new day. God took away my loneliness and gave me happiness. God took away my sorrow and gave me joy unspeakable and full of glory. Look at me, people. I still walk with a limp. I still talk funny. But all the joy that floods my soul because Jesus touched me and made me whole. I'm not the same. I've been changed by the power of God. I still have cerebral palsy, but thank God, cerebral palsy don't have me. I have overcome it by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony, which is I am believed. People come up to me and say, preacher, don't you want to be normal? I look at them, I say, what's normal? You think you're normal? If you are normal, I know I don't want to be normal. Some people come to me and say, preacher, do you believe in divine healing? Absolutely. Do you believe that God can heal you of cerebral palsy? Absolutely. But if we don't, hallelujah anyway. And by the way, if God does heal me, who is he going to make me look like? You? Forget it. I take what I have in a day over there. And yeah, people, I believe what I'm saying. Help me out. If God gave me an opportunity to leave with a healthy body tonight, or to leave with a cerebral palsy in pain all the time, I'd take cerebral palsy any day over a healthy body. Why? Because every move I make, it had to depend on him. And I know some of you men of self-made me and say, I'm macho, I'm A-OK, but I'd rather be crippled in the body than to be crippled in the soul. It's not what you are on the outside. It's everything you are on the inside. It's not how many times you fall down. It's how many times you get back up. I'm a champion tonight because I go up one more time than I fell down. That's good stuff. Huh? God changed my life. God changed my attitude. I remember the school, the school I was going to was a public school. And the people in the school, 1,400 students, from the 9th to the 12th. And they were so dumbfounded by the change of my attitude, they had to call together an old school assembly, and they wanted me to stand on stage and tell them what happened to me. And therefore, I got on stage that day. I said to the body, I want to do an old-fashioned revival. I gave my life to God. I don't understand that yet, but I know one thing. I don't want to die today because I found someone worth living for. Number two, I found I'm worth dying for. Number three, I found out I'm not okay. But that's okay. God loves me anyway. Just like I am. May I pop your bubble? May I? You're not okay either. But that's okay. God loves you anyway. Let's be honest with ourselves. We are all broken people. And you know what the school did for me after I gave my speech that day? They voted me to be the most popular boy in the student body. I went from a nobody, a zero, to King David overnight. They voted me to be minister of school. They voted me to be the vice president of my class. I even beat out a good-looking cheerleader. And I got the yearbook to prove it. I'm the only 63-year-old man, you know, that been out of school over 45 years, that still got the yearbook on the coffee table. They want to put it up in the attic. I'd say, heck no, leave it on the coffee table. I'm on every other page. leave it on the coffee table. They did not know the number one job of a vice president is to pick out pigeons to go into the yearbook. That's why I'm on every other page. I might be dumb, but not stupid. They voted me to be the football, basketball, and track manager. And people, I'm telling you the truth, God used my life to turn around a school. And I thank God. We were a public school, but after I had the guts to stand on stage and tell them everything I've been through, but thank God I'm not the man I used to be. I'm a changed man, and God changed many of them because God changed my life. They put me to be the football, basketball, and track manager. Now, can you imagine me being a manager of a football team? Get in your mind, are we on the same page? Back in my day, we had to carry two open buckets of water. And every time I got to the team, my water be all dumped out. And they had so much fun with me. They started laughing with me because I started laughing at myself. People, they saw I got my feeling on my sleeve and the chip on my shoulder. In church, look at me. I believe with all my heart, we at the church need to get out of the stands and get on the playing field. We need to get the lead out and put the Lord in. We need to get off of a blessed assurance. We need to get the lead out and put the law in. People, look at me. Nobody had any excuse to serve God. Do you hear me? Some of you need to sing in the choir, don't you? You'd say, well, I don't sing anymore because somebody hurt my feeling. Well, whippity-doo-dee. You big baby, don't let the doorknob hit you as you leave tonight. You're welcome. Who are we, anyway? Are we a bunch of babies? No, we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. And people, I'm sorry to tell you, we need to show up for duty every day and say, God, whatever you want me to do, I'm more than willing to do it. They told me I will never be a preacher. But I am. Preachers. They asked. She said, David, you won't ever make it. I've only been doing it 44 years. I may not make it. They said, David, you won't get enough invitation. Nobody will invite you to their church. I have been to every state in the U.S., and I spoke in over 76,000 times. 7,600 doubter. You see, David wants the big deal, the big deal. I can do all things through Christ, which give me the strength. And I'm not going to let a sweet palsy body to slow me down. And preacher, but I remember when I was 19 years old, I came down the aisle and I said to my preacher, "Preacher, God called me to preach." My preacher looked at me and said, "David, don't be silly. It's a figure of your imagination. Go back to your seat." And said, "Not." I came again. I said, "Preacher, God called me to preach." He said, "David, I told you this morning, I'm telling you tonight, it's a figure of your imagination. God did not call you to preach. Now go back to your seat." Wednesday night, I came again. I said, "Preacher, God called me to preach." And my preacher said, look at me in the eye and said, "David, I told you one, I told you twice. I'm telling you for the third time and the last time, God did not call you to preach. God will never call you to preach. God can't use anybody like you in the pulpit. Go back to your seat and never come again. What will you do if that were happen to you? I tell you what you will do. You will leave the church. And on the way out the door, you will say out loud or under your breath, 'The hell with the church.' You know what I did? Sunday morning. And by the way, I need to let you know, when you are born dead for 18 minutes, and when you have cerebral palsy, you can play deaf anytime you want to. Huh? I might be dumb, but not stupid. And I said, "Preacher, God coming to preach. I don't you not gonna believe me. Therefore, I'm going to have to spend my life making you eat coal. And I'm so happy to tell you tonight, my 89-year-old pastor for 44 years, he's been chowing down. I wonder why that we ain't turned on the TV. And heard me on Dr. Falwell. John Hagee, David Jeremiah. I wonder why my preacher thought we ain't turned on the radio and heard me on Focus on the Family with Dr. Dobson. Let me tell you why either, because he called me after the day. He said, "David, I was driving down the highway, I turned on the radio, and you were giving your life story on Dr. Dobson. And David, I had to pull over to the side because my eyes were blinding me. I was crying so much." And I said, "David, please forgive me." I'd say, "Don't need to, sir. You've done me a favor. You made me faith up. You did not give me anything on a silver platter. And I believe with all my heart, I'm in the ministry today because I have to go out on a limb many times alone. The union did the only thing I do for a living. I'm not with church staff. I'm not with church people. I'm not with nobody people. I go from church to church, from town to town. I don't come to a church only set amount. I come to a church only free will love offering. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means? It means if you don't give, I don't eat. Duh. That's the truth. I don't know what I'm going to get tonight. I don't have a clue what you're going to give me in the love of it at the end of the suffering. But I know one day I'm having the time of my life. Do you know I could be on welfare? I could be on total disability. You could be paying my way, whether you want to or not. And if you don't give, I will be on welfare. But people look at me, I'm telling you the truth. I don't get any money in the mail. I don't have a board to underwrite my ministry because 44 years ago, I said, God, I'm stepping out on faith. And the Bible says, and my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory. Amen. They told me I would never finish college, but I did. I crammed 4 years of college into five. Don't forget, though, I was born there for 18 minutes. They told me I would never ride a bicycle, but I did with a training wheel. They told me I would never drive a car, but I do. They told me everything they told me I can't do, I did. They told me I would never find a wife. My own family told me that. They said, David, don't even look for a wife. Why not? No woman will love you. Why not? You're not good enough to be loved. You will be a single man all your life. You won't ever find a woman that loves you. But September 5th, 1981, God had another plan. I stood down at the First Baptist Church of St. Charles. Mature, I looked through the double door open wide, and all of a sudden, I saw a lady come down the aisle and right down. She was beaming from ear to ear. She was dynamite. She was a knockout. I remember quibble in the body, but my eyesight ALK. And I said, I do. And she said, I do. And we did. And we've been doing it for 35 years. Ain't y'all good. It's not over until God say it over. They told me I would never be a daddy. 5 weeks after the date, we got married. 5 weeks, my wife called me up and said, babe, well, I went to the doctor today and I'm pregnant. I said the most stupid thing a husband could ever say to a wife. How could that be? She picked up on that and said, I don't know, tell me, big boy. Every time I looked at my wife, she got pregnant. After the fourth one, I walked around with my house. Baby, I love you. I'm not looking. and my daddy do. Good, good one boy. April is 34 years old. But remember 10 years, got a master in psychology, got three of our own children. Ashley, our second daughter, is 32 years old. And she got married 6 years ago. And no babies yet. Don't put that up, don't. Let me come up there. Don't put that up until I call for it. They got cerebral palsy, too. Not in the body, but in the brain. Duh! I only pick on people that I love. I said, but you named my boy, my only boy, is 28 year old. He is single. Neither is available. I will be taking application in the lobby. If you want my boy, you can have my boy. I'm sick of my boy. Amy Roy, the baby of the family, is 26 years old. Amy graduated from high school in May of 2008, only by the grace of God. Amy either going to put me in the grave or in a mental ward. I thought cerebral palsy was tough to live with until she came along. She looked at me one day and said, well, Daddy, I did not ask to be born. I said, yeah, you better thank God, because if you did ask to be born, I would say no. Can I get with you? We all been there. Amy Roy graduated from Belmont University with a 3.5 GPA. She is a registered nurse at St. Thomas Hospital in Nashville. And I can promise you this, if I ever get sick, I will not go to St. Thomas Hospital. I know what she will do. She will come into my room late at night, unplug the machine, and say, Mom, I don't know how in the world that's that. But look at me. Every time I look at my family, all I can say, I am blessed. Now, will you please put the picture?